seen a bit of the some of the games already, and I think it's fantastic. And the enthusiasm of these young guys, because it's mostly young guys playing in the teams, and there's some great skill and some great fitness, and it is great to watch. And I think people have turned up to the grounds to watch it, and have been well entertained. And I think Friday night is going to be an absolute belter.
And the Twickenham Stoop, a nice choice for the final. It's kind of, in a real rugby sort of heartland, and somewhere that hopefully after work or after, dads can bring kids and families, and hopefully they can really pack the place out.
Yeah. Oh, Quinns is a great ground now. It's family friendly. It is a great place to go and watch rugby. They always put on a good show there, and I don't think Friday night will be any different. I think it'd be a fantastic as you say, after work, pop down there and watch a really entertaining evening's rugby. And you will see guys who are going to eventually make it onto the international stage. And now that they're sort of starting out at sort of 18, 19 year olds, and you wait that some of these guys will come through.
And you look at how the game has evolved since you were in a similar position a few years ago now. It's amazing, isn't it? Obviously with the professional era, but also the way you've got the academy structure and that potential progression that you've just touched on as well.
Yes, I mean, the academies have done a great job in England. They are producing a lot of good players, a lot of good young players. And I think it's the success that the under-20s have had over the last few seasons is a testament to how good a job the clubs are doing. They are producing some cracking players, which is fantastic for the game. And I think that, the English rugby is going to go, it's just going to grow stronger and stronger with when these guys emerge.
Definitely. And what do you make of sort of Sevens as a brand and as a concept? Obviously, it's going to be part of the 2016 Olympics in Rio. And just generally speaking, it's fast, it's quick. Some people liken it to 2020 cricket in terms of the fact you get fast action, quick turnover of games and so on.
Yeah, well, exactly. That's the whole point of it. I mean, it's Sevens has been going a long time now. But it's a simpler game to understand. It is all action. It is a real test of sort of speed, fitness, and skill. It's great to watch. I mean, I was lucky to play quite a lot of sevens when I came down to Harlequins, and it's quite a good. Quinns have always got a good reputation for playing sevens, and I loved it, and I think it improved my game when I came down and played a lot. Especially ball handling and awareness.
No, definitely. And you look probably just finally on this kind of note, you look at some of the Quinns youngsters, particularly Ross Chisholm very much springs to mind with his hatful of tries in the group stages. And then you look at, Sam Smith and Charlie Walker and all of these lads. There's a lot of hungry, very, very pacey and very talented guys coming through. And hopefully this could be a real chance for them to shine on their home ground.
Well, it will be, yeah. And that's just a number. I mean, there's guys like Ollie Lindsay-Haig, Miles Mantella. The Quinns have got a star-studded team and an enormous amount of pace. I mean, that's crucial in sevens, with so much pace on the pitch. I mean, but Quinns have got a good chance, I think, on Friday.
Yeah, and I'd probably say, just looking at the way it's going at the moment and the way it's being tipped, Saracens obviously is defending champions of the JP Morgan and going to be a strong contender and won their group again with a slightly more experienced lineup that they've gone with. So I'm sure they're going to be tough to beat in what could be an intriguing sort of potential London showdown with Wasps there as well.
Yes, yeah, absolutely, yes. I think, Sevens doesn't always go the way you think it will do either. So, the favourite doesn't always win. Anything can happen out there. It's very unforgiving, and I'm sure that it will certainly be entertaining.